You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and Text Line, 833-212-1017. You can call in, you can text in to join in on the greatest 60 minutes in radio. But also, you can watch the stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe, so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos for me. And as always, shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, before we get into it, I do want to say there's this weigh-in that's happening on the Tory Lowe show today between two huskier gentlemen, and I think it's very, very, very interesting. Very interesting, because one of them, he was like, I was like, oh yeah, both ain't lost no weight, and he was like, what? I lost so much weight. I said, oh, okay, my bad. But then on top of that as well, so make sure y'all tune into the Tory Lowe show today, 2 o'clock, or excuse me, 1 o'clock, 1 to 4. They're gonna have a nice little weigh-in. But also, I want to talk about the when I get older. As you get older, one thing I'm realizing is you start appreciating different things, like the different things that you actually want to do, and something that's pretty unique and cool that we're doing right now. Because you know, when you get older, you start trying this thing called, you know, instead of trying to be a player playing the field, you try to, you know, you fall in love and you. You say, oh, man, I think I want to marry this person, be with this person, be in a committed long-term relationship. And so one of the things that we're doing as part of our group of peoples is we're doing this this holiday thing where we're giving each other gifts from now until I don't even know when. I think it's 12 days. Yeah, 12 days of joy, 12 days of love and joy. And so for my reason why I bring this up is because we got to give each other Christmas gifts. Now, what's one thing, DJ Brother Z, people talk to me about when I wear my shirts, I never wear anything under.
Yeah, your boobs be showing.
My breasts be showing, but look now. Look at me, Zach. Turn around and look at him, Zach.
I feel like that's an HR problem.
Look at him. Your boy done got a, I ain't had a beater on. Look, take it off.
Somebody said, Mom, pump it
up. I ain't had a beater on in years.
Oh, there they go right there.
Stop.
Look, oh, yep, nope.
I firmed them up. It is a little cold in here. I'm cutting through, but I had to bulk up a little bit. I should have did some push-ups before I came here, but this is my Christmas present I had here. Is you know, I got my beater on. You can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to see my beater. I need to get back in the gym. I'm getting to the gym. I ain't been to the gym in a while. But, yeah, so this is the first time it took me. Y'all made fun of me since 2021. I've been getting made fun of for cutting through. But now, finally, because of the 12 days of Christmas, your boy done got a beater. I felt different. I ain't gonna lie. I had a beater on in a while. I felt different walking around the house yesterday. I was like a kid who got a brand new toy or something like that. So, yeah. Yeah, I got a little different. So it just feels a little different, don't it, Zach? DJ Brother Z.
I don't know. I don't wear beaters.
I haven't worn some in a while. And I'm gonna be honest, because I'm cheap and they're expensive. Like a pack of 8 is like $20. I'm like, oh, yeah. But very soft. And also, my breasts were being made fun of last week because I had a sweater on that they were bouncing around. And so the people from Chicago was talking about, well, whatever. You a man with boobies anyways. I said, oh, wow. So you said, I said, baby, I want some beaters. And so I got bullied into beaters. Bullied into beaters. If you want to go back and see me take off my shirt, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscribe. But with that being said, Truth Nation, off the top for today, I want to touch on a conversation that I haven't really dabbled in yet, but it was back in the news last week, and I definitely want to bring it again to the forefront because I think we cannot let this die. So hit them with the off the top.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Truth Nation, a black man was hanging dead from a tree at the Brookfield Hills Golf Course almost a month ago, and there is still no additional information on how this happened. Now, again, this is a story I really haven't touched on like that, and I am shocked and disturbed that almost a month later, the family is still out here seeking more information, seeking answers, trying to figure out what happened. The family has been left in the dark on many things, and according to the family, before the police did a deep dive into searching for all of the video angles they could have found, they still ruled this a suicide, a death by suicide. And I think it's very, not just disturbing, but it's disheartening to know that a month later, a family is not seeking to say, oh, this wasn't a suicide. The family is seeking to get a breakdown exactly of what happened, to get answers. And I'm going to play this news story from Fox 6 because I think it's so important to hear from the family and hear from the attorneys to understand what is happening. A black man was found hanging from a tree that we all should have heard about at this point a month ago in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And the police are not being transparent with the family. You are talking about a family that lost a brother in Tory Medley. You're talking about a family that lost a son. You're talking about a family that lost a cousin. You're talking about somebody that lost a relative. The least you can do for them is to provide them with some type of information or comfort or solace that you did your due diligence to ensure that, yes, this was a suicide and no foul play occurred during this. Give that to this family during this trying time, and it seems like the Brookfield Police Department is not doing that. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear the Fox 6 news story, where you get a chance to hear from Tory Medley's sister. You get a chance to hear from the attorneys, the NAACP in this case, to understand that there are still so many unanswered questions and the family is just seeking transparency. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube for the story.
Transparency. That's the demand from the Milwaukee and Waukesha NAACP chapter after a black man was found dead hanging from a tree. Brookfield police, they declared his death a suicide. Stephanie Quirk joins us live from the newsroom. Steph, his family, they want the department to look deeper into this.
Yeah, Ben, I just spoke with the sister of 39-year-old Tory Medley. For her family, she says it's simple. They just want answers and proof to back why police initially ruled his death a suicide.
Tory was my little brother, and from the day he came home, you know, I looked out for him.
In life?
This is going to be the hardest trip ever to make, to go home to lay him to rest.
And in death?
It just shouldn't be this way. It's hard enough knowing you lost someone, but to have to fight to know what happened.
Sheena Medley and her family are looking for answers after the death of her 39-year-old brother, Tori Medley.
Like a thorough investigation to see what happened to Tori Medley.
Brookfield police say the morning of November 13th, Medley was discovered dead, hanging from a tree at the Brookfield Hills Golf Course. That same day, the department said in a statement to Fox 6, the preliminary investigation is indicating that the individual died by suicide. We have no information at this point to indicate a crime was involved. William Sultan, the family's attorney, believed the department rushed to that judgment.
The chief of police have arrived at a conclusion on a death where they haven't actually completed their investigation and won't talk to the family about it.
I don't know why they wanted to label it a suicide right away. Maybe it looked like it. Yeah, he has some mental health challenges.
Leaders from the Waukesha and Milwaukee NAACP chapters are now joining the family in a call for action.
These type of circumstances, it's extraordinary, unusual. And again, with that being the case, we want to make sure that, again, the communication is there, the respect is there.
Brookfield police said in a statement to Fox 6 today, investigators have been reviewing video surveillance footage. None of the video we have reviewed thus far substantiates probable cause of a crime being committed. We will continue the investigation and provide regular updates to his family as we have been.
And they've been communicating with a member of our family. I just don't think we should have had to do all this in order to get answers.
And we all know the negative relationship that black men have with lynching in our country, and this is a big deal.
For the family, it's not just about transparency. It's about closure.
I want to see those things. And for my
To have to fight to know what happened. That's what she said. To have to fight to know what happened is a shame. It is a shame in this situation. The family should not be left in the dark. And as I said before, again, they're not trying to discredit the ruling from the police department. I want that to be very clear. They're respecting the process, but they're just asking for information and transparency through this process. The family has asked for the video footage to be released to the family over and over and over. And the police department has not been giving them the same respect or courtesy that they give to other families in this type of cause of death, according to the attorney. Now, Truth Nation, I don't know if any foul play, again, was involved with this, and I don't know if it was a mental health crisis. I know the sister alluded to that he did have some mental health things that he battled. But I also want to put out there, I'm not one person that is going to say black people would never hang themselves, because I think that is a false statement, and it's not absolute. But I do know that all the facts and the details in this case, I should not be privileged to it, but the family should have the privilege to be able to see that. And unfortunately, it seems like they don't have that information. To me, the problem is the fact that the NAACP had to get involved, and the fact that the family had to hire an attorney is ridiculous in order to get answers. What are we hiding here? Why are we not being transparent? That's what I don't understand. This family is going through an extremely trying time right now. This is extremely difficult. An extremely difficult time. They're dealing with a loss of a loved one, a family member. And the least of the Brookfield Police Department can do is to try to get them answers. That's what they should be able to do. Now, I also think about the fact that what's so unfortunate in this community that we live in this country that we live in, is the fact that in order to get not justice, but to get transparency, you have to know people. And that is something that bothers me so much, that in order to make things move and in order to get questions answered, you have to have some type of power and influence. It shouldn't be that Kyle Wallace knows somebody that can apply pressure in order to get things done. You shouldn't have to have any sort of amount of wealth in order to get the justice or in order to get the transparency. And I promise y'all this. If this was a person who came from wealth, regardless of what their color is, a person that had influence, the Brookfield Police Department would have treated this with significantly more urgency. And what I want these police departments in this white majority areas to understand is that when there was a black man hanging from a tree it is going to be disturbing, extremely disturbing, regardless of what is behind that. They need to understand that they need to treat that situation with the sensitivity that it deserves. They need to understand the historical context that goes along with the black man hanging from a tree and what that imagery means to so many people in this country, specifically people who are African Americans. They have to know the ugly history in this country when it comes to lynchings and black people, black men. So I think it's so important that they understand what is happening, and then you have to compound this with just recently as well, within the last 4 months or 6 months, I think it was within the last 4 months, time keeps flying by, there was a black student down in the Delta area in Mississippi who was found hanging on a campus, hanging on a tree on a university campus that was also ruled a suicide, and the families were upset about that and how quickly they ruled it a suicide. So people need to understand that there's the sensitivities are heightened and antennas are up when you hear multiple stories of black men hanging from trees. And it reminds me of the story that happened down south many, many years ago, where an African-American boy and a high school student was rolled up in a mat. He was rolled up in a mat, and they ruled it that he did it to himself. And it was real funny with the video and all the evidence. And so they have to understand that when we talk about these scenarios, that you're talking about odd ways of African Americans dying, not just dying by suicide. We're talking about hanging from a tree. We're talking about getting rolled up in a wrestling mat. Like, we're trying to figure out some of the oddities in some of these situations. But I think this Brookfield Police Department needs to be extremely more sensitive to the situation. This just isn't a regular suicide. This is a black man hanging from a tree from a golf course in your community. They should not only be devastated, but they should be disturbed. And I don't know if there's a level of disturbance due to the fact that, listen, they deal with this type of stuff all the time, but I think they have to understand, again, historically. 833-212-1017. Do you believe there could have been any foul play in this situation? 833-212-1017. I also want to hear from y'all. Why has the Brookfield Police Department been dragging their feet on releasing the video and providing information to the family? 833-212-1017. They're trying to figure out the steps that they took to get to this conclusion. That's what the family's trying to figure out. How did they come to the conclusion of a suicide without providing additional evidence to support that to the family? Why have they not released a video of his walking path? Why didn't they release the video from the bus when he got off the bus, where he walked to? You can't tell me that there weren't any businesses that had any cameras along the pathway or any community cameras that weren't there that captured his movements. The man went to a golf course. You're trying to tell me that a golf course in Brookfield, Wisconsin doesn't have cameras on the premises at all? Anywhere that could have captured him walking to the tree or walking around the property, there's just nothing? 833-212-1017. I'm just asking the question because I truly believe that the Brookfield Police Department is currently failing the family by not being transparent with the family. There are way too many unanswered questions at this point. Way too many unanswered questions at this point. But 833-212-1017. Do you think if this man came from a more well-to-do family, if this man was, you know, maybe looked different, if this case would be treated differently with somebody hanging from a tree? Again, how is it that a black man is hanging from a tree and the family has no answers a month later? 833-212-1017. What goes into that? How is it possible that, or not even possible, why is it that they had to contact the NAACP here in Milwaukee, had to get an attorney to get information on a suicide? We're not talking about, well, we don't believe, according to them, we're not talking about a murder. We're not talking about a robbery. We're not talking about an assault. And according to them, they don't believe any foul play happened. So we're just talking about a death by suicide where there should be constant communication. But again, 833-212-1017. I'm going to read y'all chat on the other side. I see y'all getting involved in the chat. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube, because I believe that there is more information that is out there. I see Dr. Ken's in the chat chiming in, so we're going to definitely get to what Dr. Ken's saying on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can also chime in on the conversation at 833-212-1017, but we'll continue the conversation on the other side. It's The Truth, The Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're just trying to understand. A black man was found hanging from a tree in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and the family is yet to get the transparency that they asked for. I ask you why. This is Truth to Power.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
If better sleep has been hard to come by, you are not alone, and the right mattress can make all the difference. I'm telling y'all, that's why the Helix Sleep and Steinhoffels have teamed up to bring their award-winning mattress to Steinhoffels. I'm telling y'all, getting a good night's sleep is so important, and the mattress that you buy is also important. You want to make sure your back feels good. You want to make sure you're comfortable. You want to make sure you're getting the best sleep that you can. That's why right now, I want y'all to go to Steinhoffels, where you can try Helix in person, which is something you can't do just anywhere. Right now, Steinhoffels is offering 20% off. 20% off all Helix mattress orders just for our Truth Nation listeners. Head to steinhoffels.com to learn more. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffels. Better sleep starts now. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. We're having a conversation talking about Tory Medley, the African-American that was found hanging from the tree, dead hanging from a tree at the Brookfield Hills Golf Course in Brookfield, Wisconsin. The Brookfield Police Department did a quick investigation, and they ruled that it was a suicide. They didn't have any other details to say it wasn't a suicide. But the family didn't sit well with the family. They asked for more information, and they have not been able to get that information. Now, the Brookfield Police Department said that an investigation is ongoing, so there must be something else that they're looking at. And the family's trying to just get a breakdown of how they pieced it together so quickly that they were going to probably rule it a suicide. And I'm right there with the family and trying to say again, I credit the family for not saying, oh, the police are lying. No, no, no. They just said, we just want to know, how did you get to this conclusion? What were the videos that you had from the bus, from the businesses, from the country club? What did you see that led you to this decision that a black man hanging from a tree in Brookfield, Wisconsin, died by suicide? Again, they're just looking for closure. That is all the family is looking for. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And some interesting comments coming in. B. Bruce said the body needs to be thoroughly reviewed by Colin Kaepernick's people, because Colin Kaepernick does have this nonprofit organization that does these pays for these autopsies to figure out what exactly happened to someone. So I appreciate that. Dr. Ken chimed in. He said the video is not there to be put out because there's no crime. They cannot release what they don't own. And I said to Dr. Ken, I said, thank you. Are you not allowed to ask for video evidence as part of an investigation? Dr. Ken's response was, they don't own the video. It's not evidence. It was shown to them from a private entity. If they give permission to for the police to do so, the media could go to the private entity that owns it and gets the copy released. And again, Dr. Ken worked in the police department, so I don't know all the ins and outs. But if the police are doing an investigation of a potential, again, I guess because they ruled it a probable suicide, if they're doing an investigation and they're trying to figure out whether it is a suicide or not, and there could have been a potential foul play or somebody could have been murdered, I do believe the police will be able to get access that camera information from them, which then could be released to the family. But again, I don't know all the ins and outs on that. But what I do know is there's a family that is seeking and asking for transparency. And I think in this case that it's so sensitive, especially when it deals with a black body hanging from a tree, I do think the Brookfield Police Department should make it a priority to ensure that these people get these answers so they don't have any negative light shed on their department as if they're not doing their jobs. Because right now, when you don't follow through on certain things and you have people hanging in the balance of the fact, put a point that they have to hire an attorney to the point that they're contacting the NAACP and we're still talking about it a month later, that's a problem. And all that does is make Brookfield Police Department have a negative black eye when they could be doing a great job. I have no idea. I don't see them in the news too often. I do know they love to pull folks over, though. Better drive slow out there. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talking text line. Listen, make sure y'all go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Great conversation. Shout out to Dr. Ken for jumping in on YouTube as well. I love that. Make sure y'all listen to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. And then also next Monday, make sure y'all tune in because there'll be a special broadcast of the Truth Summit led by Dr. Ken from 12 to 1 on next Monday. So make sure y'all stay tuning in. But 833-212-1017. I want to hear y'all comments. Because, again, how is a black man hanging from a tree and a family has no answers almost a month later in Brookfield, Wisconsin? I want to hear from y'all. Al, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What are your thoughts and comments on this conversation?
My thoughts is them Brookfield people know who they are, and they have many a secret. So let's not play stupid. But this is what we need to be honest with, Kyle, when it comes to our black people, especially our black men. Stop letting your damn guard down so much. Every time y'all get comfortable around white people, you let your guard down. And then what they do is they exploit the fact you let your guard down, and then you end up hanging from the tree, okay? Turn the predator into the prey. Stop letting your guard down when you get the white people. And some white people will tell you a lot of them are raised to be snakes. But for some reason, Kyle, when our people get around white people, they love to let their guard down and they end up hanging from a tree. And nuisance is not in black culture. I don't care how much you want to commit suicide. Stop letting your goddamn guard down every time y'all get around white people. And you know they're going to come out and say it's suicide. As many lights, cameras, beautiful homes and its whiteness,
yeah.
And nobody to say nothing. Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
I do agree with Al to a certain extent of not so much trusting people, but with the fact that there should be way too much. There's way too much technology out there at this point where you have Ring cameras, you have freeway cameras, you have side street. Like, you got all this different information out there that the police can ask for. And I know that for a fact because the police, listen, I'll be honest, DJ Brother Z wasn't producing Tory's show at that time, but I remember we were looking for Major Harris, and we had our social media, we had posts that we had scrubbed. Literally, when I say scrubbed, it was taken down. Facebook took our post down. And I mean, we don't have that happen too often, but we were out there helping. Well, I shouldn't say we. Tory Lowe was out there helping, trying to find Major Harris, the young 3-year-old that was missing, who unfortunately was killed and dead at the time. But they were searching and looking and looking. And we had, you know, information from the family and all this that was on our social media page that I'm pretty positive MPD had scrubbed. They contacted Facebook and they had it taken down. Videos were taken down. Didn't even tell us. Usually they give you a warning or something like that. Didn't even tell us. So for us to sit here and think that the Brookfield Police Department couldn't get access to these files is, you know, I don't believe it. It's if they want to. If they truly believe this was a homicide or not. If they don't believe it was a homicide, then they're probably not going to waste their time. But again, make sure y'all go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube as we have a lively conversation going on. B. Brews also said, Brookfield Golf Course owns the video, so let's demand the golf course release the video. I'm right there with you. If they can gather the video from Utah, that's just a little bit different. LaRon said, if his hands are tied behind his back, you know he didn't kill himself. But again, we don't know the details and information. That'd be very sloppy if somebody killed him, but I wouldn't think that the man's hands was tied behind his back, or I think that would be a murder. It's Me, SC said, if there's nothing to hide, then the business should make any video available for the family so they can have closure. I 100% agree. I do. And that's the one thing where I talked about before. There is so much privilege and wealth. There is so much privilege and access. There is so much privilege in your skin tone. There is so much privilege just in the sense of the community you grow up in. If this was a 17-year-old, no, bumps that. If it was a 21-year-old from Brookfield area, white girl hanging from a tree, The whole community will be either stunned, talking about it, chatting about it, trying to figure out what happened, talking about mental health, talking about who killed her. That would be the talk of the town. But if you saw some of the social media posts that had to do with Tori Medley, who was hanging from a tree, some folks are saying, oh, get over it, move on. They already said it was a suicide. They want to turn the page and move forward when the family's just trying to get closure. 833-212-1017. Again, make sure y'all go on 1017 The Truth on YouTube, because Dr. Ken Harris is chiming in, sharing his expertise from his background in law enforcement, chiming in on this great conversation. But again, I will leave this story here by just asking for the Brookfield police to continue to be transparent and give this family a peace of mind. Because at the end of the day, this to the police department, because these folks are so desensitized to death because that is what they deal with on a day-to-day basis, is understanding, regardless of the fact that this may be something that you see on a day-to-day basis, it is not normal for a family member to lose a loved one like that. It is not normal for a family member to have a phone call that somebody, your family, is hanging from a tree and deceased. So with all that being said, again, I understand there's a lot of cases that these police departments have to deal with. But in the field and the work that you do, you have to make sure you're mindful of the fact that we're not brushing people off in some of their weakest and worst moments. The most heartache that they're going to be dealing with is losing a loved one. So I just plead to the Brookfield Police Department to be transparent, be forthcoming, and help this family get closure so they can move on. 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Again, make sure y'all watching streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017, The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, and you can give us a subscribe as well. When we come back on the other side, I do want to shift gears a little bit. I'll finish reading y'all chats and y'all texts. But I want to shift gears to another story that I saw, that something that happened locally here in Milwaukee a little bit ago. And then there's more news out about that, that somebody's being sued. Students getting hit on by teachers. And when I say hit, I mean physically assaulted. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's The Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all. With Gruber Law Offices, if your loved one is ever injured in an accident, do not hesitate to make one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices, because they will take care of you. Listen, Gruber Law Offices, they stand up for victims and they take the burden off your shoulders. See, they focus on the legal aspect so you as a client can focus on healing. It's just one call, that's all, and they will handle the rest. In Truth Nation, they provide the best care, the best service, and the best representation, because that is their priority. And always remember, there's no fee to call them. There's no fee to consult with them. There's no fee to retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. So get with the winning law firm today with Gruber Law Offices by visiting them at gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com. Make one call, that's all, at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. And always remember, it's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Now, before we transition on from the story talking about Tori Medley, who is the African-American man found hanging from a tree at Brookfield Hills Golf Club, his family is seeking transparency, and they do have a GoFundMe. And this is the two sides of it. Yesterday, I talked about Give, Send, and Go, which is also like a GoFundMe thing, for a racist white woman who calls Somalians up in Ashwaubenon, Green Bay, at a mall, the N-word. Said, I don't like black people. I am racist. That is what happened. And she got a Give, Send, and Go that raised over $100,000 in a couple days. $100,000 for somebody who was being racist. Somehow she was being racist, and all of a sudden all these racist folks came out and said, throw her money. And she's a druggie, and I'm sure she's going to spend it on more dope. Meanwhile, the sister of Tori Medley, Sheena Medley, set up a GoFundMe where she's trying to raise $5,000 because she does not believe that this investigation was thorough enough and that the murder, or excuse me, the death of her brother does not feel right. And her family is left with more questions than answers. And right now they're raising funds to ensure an independent autopsy is conducted before he is laid to rest. It costs $4,500. They say additionally, we need independent forensics analysis of the evidence, something the police have refused to do because they do not believe a crime occurred. And so with that being said, it's crazy that a woman can call somebody an N-word, Somalians the N-word, and we know why they're doing that. And they can make $100,000 in a couple of days. But this family's just trying to get an autopsy because their loved one is killed. They don't feel like they're getting transparency from the police because their loved one, you know, wasn't like he committed suicide or died by suicide with a bullet, with a knife, getting in front of a moving vehicle. No, he was hanging from a tree. And they're just trying to make sure there was nothing else they have to do with it. It didn't sit right with them. And they have a GoFundMe. And they only have $4,600 raised out of $5,000. They almost there. But it's just crazy the Americas that we live in. Before we move on as well, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. I just turned off the monitor on the screen on accident. Boy, I'm getting old. You know, you just randomly touch stuff. But you can chime in on the Truth Talking text line. But on that Truth Talking text line, Ratcliffe said, the Brookfield police are transparent as they're going to be. It wouldn't surprise me if we come to find out that there's actual video footage of the white folks stringing that black man up on a tree. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise if we found out that the police themselves has something to do with it. I do not know. That is your opinion, not mine. I have no idea. I would like to think that that wouldn't be the case, but I just think it's pretty odd that they're not just being very transparent to just move on. But speaking on moving on, Truth Nation, I did want to move on to another conversation quickly here. And it's a topic talking about something that happened in a classroom at NPS a couple weeks ago. Yeah, in November. And this disturbing story that I never got a chance to talk about was about an NPS student with cerebral palsy who was abused by a staff member at Riverside High School. And I remember when I first heard about it. And when I first heard about the assault, I just assumed. I told you, I used to work in NPS. I used to sub in NPS. I was around these kids. I was around the school for multiple years. I used to do summer programs from NPS from the age of 14 all the way to the age of 23. And then I went on to sub in NPS. So I've been around the kids. I've been around the environment. So when I first heard this story of a student being assaulted, the first thing that came to my mind was it was an unruly student who got into it with a teacher, and the teacher was probably defending himself. And again, as someone who has been in these classrooms, I fully understand that sometimes things can get hectic in a school day. So I would not justify a teacher ever putting their hands on a student, but I will say a teacher does have the right to defend themselves appropriately and de-escalate a situation by subduing an unruly student. So I just made an assumption that maybe this case was about that. But Truth Nation, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. WISN has the report on what really went down. And the reason why I want to play the video, because you hear from the family. And there's one thing for me to talk about these stories. It's another thing to hear from the families. And so go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you hear the WISN story about a paraprofessional slapping an 18-year-old student who is nonverbal with cerebral palsy.
This here. Sharone Dunn, a student with special needs at Riverside University High School in Milwaukee.
And her parents tell 12 News a school employee slapped her last week. Police say they arrested that employee and school officials now also investigating.
Dunn's parents tell investigative reporter James Stratton they want the district attorney to file criminal charges.
Sharone Dunn just celebrated her 18th birthday. Her smiling mom and dad snapped this photo with her. The proud parents say their daughter with cerebral palsy and cognitive special needs is now scared to go to Riverside University High School on Milwaukee's east side.
She don't even want to come to the school. She ain't at school now. I called and left them a message that says she is not coming to school today because she is scared.
Scared because on November 12th, her mom Shirley says,
when she get to where she don't want to do what she want to do, she sit on the floor. And I guess it was hard for him to get her up, but he did pick her up and slam her in the chair first. And then he slapped her.
Shirley Dunn says she's seen video of the incident involving her daughter and a school aide. Milwaukee police say they arrested a paraprofessional at the school, saying the worker struck an 18-year-old student with intellectual and physical disabilities. Riverside sent this letter to families, saying the school received a report of a staff member allegedly slapping a student, saying that staff member is not currently working in the school. Police say they referred charges for the employee, who 12 News is not naming because no formal charges have been filed.
I'm pissed, man, because that's my little girl. That's my princess. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so mad, man. I get this sharpened pain shooting through my head ever since I heard this.
Sharone's parents say they want to see the district attorney file charges quickly.
We reached out to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, who says the case is still under review, saying that they anticipate a charging decision in the coming days. In Milwaukee, I'm James Stratton.
And so what gets me about this is that this is somebody's child. I'm dumbfounded by this. In complete disbelief. How could a paraprofessional put their hands on any student, but you assaulting a child that can't defend themselves? If somebody is going through an emotionally distressed moment, like this child that you are working with. And what we have to understand in these schools, you get placed in a classroom where you can say, hey, this may not be the right fit for me. I said, I don't know if I can be in this classroom. And so that was a choice to be in the classroom. So if you understand the population that you are dealing with that have intellectual and physical disabilities, and you're going to sit here and not have the level of patience that is needed to be with these individuals, then you need not to be in that classroom. You should not be picking them up and slamming them in any chairs. You have to be patient. This young girl, 18-year-old, has cerebral palsy and is nonverbal. She deserves to be treated better than that. A student who lives with these cognitive delays, who is limited to, you know, with their verbal ability, should not be assaulted in the classroom. This is terrible. It's crazy. Now, the reason why I brought this up is because the family is now taking legal action after their disabled nonverbal child was abused in a place where she was supposed to be in a safe space, where she was supposed to be learning. You can hear it in a parent's voice, how mad they were. How mad would you be if somebody put their hands on your kid? I'd be heated. And then now you add the fact that your kid is nonverbal, has cerebral palsy, can't even communicate. You know how defenseless that they are. You know the pain and the struggling that they go through. And you think about the parent, you know, listen, just because you have a mental or physical disability does not mean you're not a human being, but it does mean there's more barriers and obstacles that you have to go through, and there's more pain that families have to suffer through. That's just a fact. Yes, they're human beings, but it's still additional pain and stress that you have to suffer through. You have to ask yourself, well, why? And you also feel sorry for the fact that your child doesn't get to have the same experience as other children growing up because of their mental or physical disabilities. That's heart-wrenching. But now we're talking about a place where they're supposed to feel safe, a space where they're supposed to be able to thrive, a space they're supposed to be able to grow at, being assaulted? That should not fly. It's appalling. And when it comes to the lawsuit, I hope the family wins. I hope they win a lot of money. I really do. And I don't want to, I mean, MPS deserves some type of blame. They really do. They did. I mean, because it is what it happened on your school ground. So unfortunately, when you hire people and they do things like this and they cause issues, you leave yourself open to a lawsuit. So I will say this for MPS is that I give them credit for taking care of this quickly. So I do give MPS credit, and I give Riverside credit and MPD credit for taking the necessary steps and actions to rectify this problem. They acted swiftly, and I believe justice will be served. But at the end of the day, MPS is still liable and responsible for the people that they hire. And the fact that they hired this paraprofessional shows that there are some gaps in the hiring process. There are some gaps in the background checks. There are some sick human beings out there that can do something like this. It just blew my mind, Truth Nation. It blew my mind. I'm extra sensitive to people, and I don't have anybody in my family that has, you know, any disabilities like this, but I'm extra sensitive to other people's emotions because of the fact that I fully understand, and maybe because I don't have the experience, is I feel bad. I feel bad because I understand that these kids are going through a life where they're not going to be able to live the same life that other young kids get to live. They're not going to be able to go to the sleepovers. They're not going to be able to play the video games over the internet with five friends on Call of Duty. They're not going to get invited to the birthday parties. They're going to be isolated. And so for a young lady who is already isolated in this society due to her disabilities to have to go to school and get slapped by a paraprofessional, it just crushes my heart and my soul. And hearing a mom talk about, y'all, it's just eating her away, it's because she knew her daughter was defenseless and there's nothing she can do to protect her daughter. But 833-212-1017, this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll continue and wrap up the show on the other side.
You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Are you ready to level up your mindset, your money, and your future? Join Coach Erica Odom, real estate investor, success coach, and published author for On the Journey with Coach Erica tonight. Each month, Coach Erica shares real strategies, proven tips, and the mindset shifts you need to reach your goals. Tune in today at 6 p.m. for another live, powerful conversation on the topic of finances and turning your passion into profit. Coach Erica will be joined by Josh Murphy, owner of Raw Lifestyle and Real Estate Investor, and Sherelle Edwards. That is On the Journey with Coach Erica, live today at 6 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am Kyle Wallace. You can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. On the talk text line, White Widow, shout out to her. She said, hats off to the resource officer who told the mom to see the video. No NPS administration did that. Thank you to the resource officer. If that is true, that is what's up. And I just want to end with, as we look at all these different things, is that from the hanging from the tree to this young lady getting slapped in a school who has cerebral palsy, to Somalians being called the N-word up north in Green Bay area, is that we need to treat each other with the utmost respect. We shouldn't have stories where black people are attacking black people. If this shows you anything, I don't know the race of this paraprofessional, I have no idea. Just know it's a 39-year-old man. But what I do know is that we as a community, as a black community, need to make sure that we are protecting one another, because we're not going to get protection from outside. We may get a lot of lip service and a lot of people advocating for us or allyship, but we ain't going to have somebody standing in front of us ready to take them bullets. So that's why we need to protect ourselves, defend ourselves, and stick together as a unit so we can stop stuff like this from happening. And understand that if you call somebody the N-word, there will be repercussions more than you getting fired. We need to make sure people understand if you put your hands on any of these black babies, you are going to lose your job and may have to face more. You need to understand if a black body is hanging from a tree in your community, that you're going to be transparent or you're going to have hell coming to the Brookfield Police Department from people protesting. We need to make sure people understand if you touch one of us or you do something to one of us, the rest of us gonna follow. There's other communities that have that. We need to have that as well. They need to understand if you do something, get ready for hell that comes after it. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, peace out. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.